Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
On yesterday's programme, we tackled the subject of antisocial behaviour, particularly amongst teens. A huge reaction was discovered. A lot of you flagging the lack of amenities and after-school clubs being a cause, and some of you blaming the parents. It's clear that the issue isn't confined to the nation's capital. It's rampant across the country. Shopkeepers needing to deal with shoplifters, putting themselves in the face of danger in the process as well. So what can be done about it, and how bad is it in your area? Well, Ciarán is on the line. He's in South Donegal. Ciarán, why do you think so many young people are involved in antisocial behaviour?
Hey, Anna.
Hi.
I think it's kind of a lack of a passion in life that's kind of catered for, you know. I grew up here in the Northwest, but I was lucky to have the ocean there. It was a passion that we had. We could go surfing, kayaking, whatever it was. You know, it kept us out of trouble. It kept our focus, a reason to go to bed early, get up early in the morning to go surfing. And, I really think that's what it is. It's people's interests, kids' interests nowadays have changed for the most part. And I just don't feel like they're really catered for to the full.
Yeah, and it's a shared interest, isn't it? And it's kind of mad when you think about it, because children now versus when I grew up have so many more extracurricular activities, I would have thought. So, you'd expect less kind of antisocial behaviour, but it's a real problem right around the country, it seems.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, you know, you hear it regularly on the News Talk shows about, you know, the teenagers on the quads and the scramblers and the scooters and all. But, you know, I would say just flip the lens a little bit and actually look at what they're doing. They're telling you what they're interested in, but they can't do their interest in their local area because they live in the concrete jungle. You know, if they were in rural Ireland, you know, they might work on a farm, or they might, you know, where they can interact with machinery all day, every day. And it's just a genuine interest of quite a lot of teenage boys in particular. I feel like in the likes of like inner cities, you really don't have the space to do that. I think they are showing us what they're interested in, but it's just not being listened to.
You think the facilities aren't there, or are the parents not bringing them to the local, you know, GAA club, football club, rugby club, whatever?
Yeah, definitely. That's all still there. You know, you can't fault the GAA for what it is that they provide in nearly every community across the country. You can't. But on the other hand, clearly these kids are showing us that they're not interested in the football, the rugby. And as well as that, you know, when it comes to other curricular activities, extracurricular activities, the price of them sometimes, you know, a lot of families are priced out.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what can you do about that? You really can't do much.
No, I know. I have three boys who play all sorts of sports, and absolutely, I can understand why people might not be able to cover those costs, because, you know, especially if you have multiple children and multiple memberships to pay for. Mildred is on the line in Roscommon. Do you see much antisocial behaviour in Roscommon, Mildred?
Well, you'd see a lot of it. Hello, Anna. How
Hello,
are you?
Hello, Mildred.
And to your listeners, how are you? Should be down here in I'm in Mayo at the minute. Just sneaked into Mayo for a minute. But any time you go into a bigger town or a bigger village, you'll see it. I'm lucky that in my village where I live, there's none of it, thank God. But if you go into the local town, you'll see it. I see it every single day. And it's up to us as adults to stop it. If you see it happening, stop it. Just go to those youngsters. Remember, they're not teenagers. They're like 11 and 12 year olds that you see at it. But have the courage to go up to them and say, please stop this. This is not good in our village or our town. You've got to stop it. If the parents haven't put manners on them at home, which they should have, don't be afraid. I saw them, two or three young lads, harassing an elderly lady one day. And I went to them and I said, excuse me, lads. I said, would you like that to be done to your granny? And because I stood up to them, they sneered at me, but they went away. They left the lady alone. Like, they wouldn't do it to me, but they did it to that. There's not enough done at home to get them involved in. It was only go out and cut the hedge or cut the lawn. get them out there and do it. Never mind going off on bikes and don't know where they are, or going off on mobile phones, three or four or five of them. There's just not enough being done in the house with the father or the mother. And I know their family, father and mother might be at work and they have to come. But if them kids were afraid to come home to the father and mother and say, well, you know, I was nasty to an elderly lady, that wouldn't happen. Put the children out doing, they'd love a job. They'd love a job besides doing nothing and going round towns on a bike and flying round or even running.
But Mildred, get you're saying that you'd approach them, and I admire you for doing it, but not many people would be as brave as you are.
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem. They're getting away with it. That is the problem. I mean, I approached them, and because I thought, I was as old myself as the lady they were harassing, but I wouldn't like them, but there's not enough people going to them and standing up to them. And if they're a bully like they are, they'd soon walk away and wouldn't do it to the next elderly lady that they see on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Let the parents get them, as I say, so they're cutting a hedge, cutting a lawn, mowing, going out and do a bit of work, go to the neighbour and say, can I help you? That's not being done with the youngsters today. And I'm talking about 10 and 11-year-old children when they come home from school. They're left run riot. And there's no questions asked, where were you? Where were you now? We were always asked that. Where were you now? How come you're not home? And there's not enough of that from the home and from the parents. And until it starts with the home, we'll have this with the youngsters on the streets.
Mm-hmm. I have, stay on the line with me, Mildred. I have Shane Gleeson, owner of 5 different spa shops in Limerick, on the line. Shane, what's your experience? You've experienced some unruly youths, I believe.
We most certainly have.
What are you dealing with?
Gangs of 11, 12-year-olds, especially during the summer, it was very bad. Arriving to the shop, masks on them, coming in, throwing stock around the place. Not even necessarily stealing, but just doing it for kicks, I would think. No, I would know a lot of the kids because we're... And in most cases, the parents are barred from the shop anyway. So the chance of them getting any help at home are fairly much zero, to be honest.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what you do with those kids because there's no point talking to the parents and the Gardaí can't arrest them. They're too young. But still, they're up to mayhem around the town. And you need to have some... The guards need to have some ability to deal with them. So, and I'm not sure what you do with those.
Well, what do you do? So some of them are, I guess it's dares, is it? Go in and pull the stuff off the shelf or wreck the place or rob something,
Yeah, there is a bit of that. They video each other doing it. They're full of bravado. They want to be seen, to be standing up. They'll roar and shout at you that you can't lay a finger on them. I'm only 11, I'm only 12, you can't touch me. And then one of our lads was trying to shepherd him out of the shop. And they picked up the plastic bin and slapped him over the head with it. So you have a lot of casual violence that comes with it. And there's not much we can do because obviously you can't lay a hand on them. There's no point talking to the parents because the parents are pretty similar. And there isn't really a solution, not that I'm aware of anyway.
So you're not calling the guards on them because they're too young, is that it?
We have tried,
yeah.
And the guards will come. They look at the videos, they know the kids like I do. I can give them their names.
They're well known to them.
They are, yeah.
Yeah.
They're dealing with them 5 or 6 times a day in some cases. And I've seen generations of these kids and generally they wind up going in and out of prison later on or they wind up drug dealing later on would be the common path. Which their parents might be dealing with as well. So the guards can't really do, they don't have the facilities or, you know, they've no tools in their locker box to deal with them. What do you do with them? And talking about diverting them is well and good, and I'm sure their kids are well capable of being diverted, but the group we have trouble with, I don't think so. But I don't know what the solution is for them.
Someone has texted in here, Shane, just want to get your reaction to this. I've seen myself kids on O'Connell Street throwing stones at tourists and a guy who challenged one of the laughing little thugs who ran to the safety of the shop door had to be pulled away by his friend or he'd be the one arrested. We're far too lenient. I'm sorry, being brought up in a challenging area isn't a pass for life to do what you want. Does that sound familiar and how would you react to that, Shane?
100% familiar, 100%. I think if you've got these kids flying around wearing the mask, running in out of shops.
When you say wearing a mask, people, Shane, what kind of a mask are you talking about now? I'm thinking a COVID-style mask.
Sometimes it's a black mask, kind of a ski mask type of thing that they seem to have become. It's become very common to have one. So all that you can see is their eyes, and they seem to think that they're invisible when they have the mask on. And they get far braver and more violent when they have the mask on. So I think it should be an offence, really, to be wearing a mask like that in public. Like, why are you hiding your
face? And it's so intimidating as well for your staff.
It's horrible for the staff. And the staff often mention it, that they find it very intimidating when young fellas come in challenging them, throwing stuff at them. And it would happen inside in the shop. One young lad picked up a 1 litre bottle and just threw it straight at the girl behind the counter, laughing at her. This kind of behaviour now is very common, but there's nothing currently being done to deal with them. And I'm not sure what you can do, but something has to be done, because these kids just keep going and they get involved in a higher level of crime gradually. And these become our drug dealers down the line.
Yeah.
Or the guys
and they've no
cars.
Fear, of course.
There's zero fear. Their behaviour towards the Gardaí is horrible. Shouting, roaring, obscenities. They don't respect anybody. So where do you start?
It's frightening. And I'm worried for your business then. Just let me bring in Gail McKibben, the Chief Executive on Sligo Business Improvement District, is on the line. What do you think needs to be done, Gail? Have you got experience of this?
What I can tell you is it's across the country and it is a minority. It is a repeated exercise, but it is a minority. And just to give you a sort of a bigger picture, we have Culture Night here now in Sligo, and we're supporting our youth orchestras and youth performers to be out performing as part of Culture Night. But my picking up from the gentleman from Limerick, he's absolutely right. Our concern from a business improvement district perspective is that we have retail and hospitality workers who are going into work to do their job. And what they're on the receiving end of is just completely unacceptable. We do need more visible Garda presence on the beat, on the street. We do need more community liaison Gardaí. It has been proven research after research, if there is a visible Garda presence, it is a deterrent. But what we've done here in Sligo is we have developed our own mobile application, first of its type in the Republic of Ireland. We have 100 businesses signed up to it, because for many places, and the gentleman from Limerick again mentioned it, is you have to come from facts and say this is what's happening. And so anecdotal of, oh, this happened, but it's never reported anywhere, it's never recorded anywhere, and sometimes businesses don't have the time to stay on the line to the Gardaí. And then if the Gardaí response doesn't come in time, there's all sorts of layers and of complications in Garda response times. And again, it's giving them the resources they need to be more responsive. But what we did in Sligo is we've developed a product called Purple Pulse. It is a real-time data input. We have 100 businesses, retail and hospitality. For the larger businesses, there could be 4 managers inputting every instance in real-time as it happens. Within the app, they're prompted to call the Garda to record it, because if it isn't recorded, it didn't happen. So for the first time, we're now producing a monthly report across antisocial behaviour across the town centre. And because we are all members of a national network association, Town City Management of Town and Cities, we reach across to all the other towns and cities. And if this proves effective in giving data to the Gardaí to show here's fact-based data of what's happening in our town during the day and during the night, retail theft is ranking number one. Retail aggression is ranking number two.
And it's in real time, yeah.
No, it's in real time,
which is very important. And it's making that reporting easy, because these people are trying to do 50 things. They're running a business at the same time as going through the admin of the reporting and everything else. There's a huge amount of texts in. Let me just go to some of those. It starts very young. I'm an elderly person living in a new housing estate. Little children from 3 to 10 tear around on scooters and bikes, putting themselves and pedestrians at risk. They stare you out of it when you need to move. When you need them to move off the road. Have their parents ever explained to them how to behave and treat people with respect? Someone else says Cork City has one bowling and snooker location for young people in the whole city. It's now closing down to be made into a hotel. So obviously facilities are an issue there. Antisocial behaviour is a result of bad parenting. Parents expect others to control their children. And someone else says the simple answer is the guards are weak on crime. We've gone soft on it. Shane, can I come back to you on that, if I still have you there? The purple pulse, yep. Have you heard of that? Will that help? Is that the right step in the right direction?
I hadn't heard of it. I think it's a very good idea. It sounds very well designed. My worry is when we ring the guards for violent episodes, we often would waste 2-3 hours. And it's not because the guards aren't willing, it's because they're swamped.
Really?
I know the guards personally. Some of them are playing rugby with my son. And they're coming from call to call to call. It's not that the guy isn't willing, he's very willing. It's just there's not enough of them. But the other problem is even when they do call, they do catch them. We had an example of a person who committed 2 assaults on our staff, 40, 50 charges of theft against them. They got 3 months in jail. They served 2 days. They were back out stealing again 2 days after they went to jail. And that's repeated again and again and again. There's actually no effective deterrence at all now to street violence and attacks on staff. So where do you start with that? And I don't know the answer. But you can't keep going on can't keep repeating the same thing and have no change.
No, and actually I have to say, Shane, and I'm sure you don't feel this, but I actually feel very sad for those kids because, you know, they're not getting what they need, clearly. You know, there's no foundation there. There's no guidance. Yeah. So I'm sure you don't have much sympathy given what you've gone through. But
it's hard. Like one of the areas we're in, I would say 80% of the people are the finest. They're lovely people. My own staff coach the soccer in the area and we sponsor the shirts. And they do try and keep everybody on the, on the right path. But the kids we particularly have problems with, their parents wouldn't bring them down to a sports ground anyway. They won't bring them anywhere because they're high or drunk and they're in their own house. So where do you start with those kind of kids? And they're the ones that give us the most trouble. And then those poor kids have no chance because they're destined for life of crime when they're left in that scenario.
No, they don't have a chance.
They don't really. No. If you're taught to steal from the age of 3 or 4, which we would often see.
You'd see them being groomed.
You are being groomed. We recently had cause to have a look in this area. We've 2 women coming in, 4 kids. The kids have been taught to steal. None of them are over 10. They hit every shop in the area. They rob an average of 150 euros worth at a time. And when staff try and stop them, they go straight to violence. That one of the women is actually quite tough. I couldn't prevent her stealing in my own shop. I got shoved, pushed and kicked and whatever. But she was robbing a Londis the next day. She went to the Maxell the next day. So nothing actually happens. There's no consequences. So how do you deal with those scenarios? And her kids will obviously grow up and repeat the same thing.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle, isn't it, Shane? I'm so sorry for all that you and the staff are going through. It's actually really sad. You know, someone else says, I live in a quiet residential area made up of singles, couples and families, all proud of their property and green areas. A huge development is now joining our estate, resulting in youths damaging cars, property, threatening elderly residents, wearing balaclavas during daytime. Their behaviour has been reported to Gardaí, who tried to respond. So tricky from all aspects. Thanks indeed to all of our callers on that, to Ciarán, to Mildred and to Shane and to all of the texts as well. No doubt that conversation will keep going here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.